Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
The Avenue.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust. Woo! Presented by Michelob Ultra.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby.
Baby. Happy Friday! Oh God, that was horrible. Greg would be so disappointed.
Yeah, I've heard better.
Happy Friday! Welcome into Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra. Greg Scalzo still on vacation. Ben Brust here alongside Eric Name of The Athletic. Josh DiMaggio running the show. Colin Russo in Madison helping us out as well. 800-990-3776 is the ESPN Wisconsin talking text line. And as always, you can get us on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. I think my voice like cracked when I did it the first time. It was really horrible and awkward.
It's because you half-assed it.
I did. Mm. I did. You felt it?
Yeah.
Sorry,
there was no commitment.
I mean, in my mind, it just feels like such a difficult way to bust onto the microphone. Like, that's difficult. Difficult.
That's what she said.
Difficult.
Sure is, Eric. I want to start here. Because anytime we talked about it yesterday, in a way, which Wisconsin head coach has the most swagger? Do you wish your head coaches had more swagger? And ultimately, it boiled down to is none of them really have swagger. The last person to have swagger was the Don, Barry Alvarez.
Yeah.
And Barry Alvarez joined the Great Dane huddle yesterday with Alex Stroff, Derek Engler. And the hype and excitement is there. Let's hear from Barry.
I think it's good. I think. Our people like the excitement. They like the energy within the program. You know, the fact that Luke had some players from Cincinnati. Now, look at some of the players that last year were drafted and went in as and were effective in the NFL from Cincinnati as true rookies. So his Cincinnati players, the transfers that are coming in, the recruiting class, I think they went out and really hit it hard. It's a very aggressive staff. I'm excited. I wasn't in town for the spring game, so I haven't seen a practice. A lot of new players. I've known Luke a long time, and what he did at Cincinnati is big time. You know, taking the first non-Power Five team into the playoffs, and so he knows what it takes to win, what type of player it takes. And at Cincinnati, they don't have any five stars. They're coaching the heck out of them. So I'm really excited about the future of our program.
Wow. A double down on excitement.
Yeah.
There was an excitement, and then I'm really excited.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, that's a voice that when I hear speaking, not only do I listen, it's a voice of trust.
Yeah.
It's like a narrated voice, like where you, when you're hearing it, you're like, I love this voice. It's making me confident. He didn't even see a practice, and he's got me thinking my 8-4 prediction's just wrong.
Yeah, I mean, he's not someone that's going to
blow smoke up the ass?
Yeah, it's not going to be hyperbolic. He's not going to be out here talking about how great this team is all the time because it would put so much more pressure on Luke Fickell, which, okay, pressure's here, buddy. Good luck.
Yeah, I mean, he's not the athletic director, but his voice still carries he's like the euchre of like Wisconsin sports.
Badger sports. Sure. He's the guy. And if the guy says, yeah, they're going to be great, all right.
All right, you got to trust it. But I don't know, and I've heard from a lot of people, right? It's great. Excitement is one thing. Results is another.
Sure.
And so we ask you, the Scalzo and Brust family, which team's future are you more excited for, the Packers or the Badgers? Because the Packers, there's a lot of unknowns, but there's also reasons to be excited. Christian Watson is exciting.
Sure.
Luke Musgrave is the buzz name now at the tight end position that they drafted. Jordan Love, obviously, is
I mean, to
is he going to be the franchise quarterback?
Yeah, and to me, more than anything, is we've been told that Matt LaFleur's offense is something to behold. We've been told that.
Have you seen it?
I mean, when they were 13-3, it was pretty good.
Yeah,
a couple MVP seasons is pretty good, but we couldn't pull apart. Is that Aaron Rodgers?
Thank you.
Or is that Matt LaFleur? We didn't know, but we've been told it's very good. His offense is very good. And we're about to find out. And I got to say, I'm pretty excited to find out whether or not that's the case. Because if it is the case, all right, you can survive with this cheap quarterback and you can go through it and you can do the whole thing. So I do think like there is excitement to be had there, even though I do understand the maybe there's not as much optimism. Maybe people are thinking about a team under 500 this year, but I'm still excited to find out, like, is this coach really that good? Because if he is, then it should be a quick bounce down and then right back up. And you can get back into the playoffs and do all of those things. Even if this is a down year, there's still excitement.
Joshy, I'm guessing I saw you working hard back there. Is that on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust?
It is indeed.
You are great. You're just crushing it this crushing Friday, baby. No Friday shutdown for Joshy. Got to give him props, too, because he had a big weekend last week, and he's grinded through this week. Give yourself a round of applause. I shouldn't be doing this, because now he's going to mail it in the rest of the way.
Yep. Work here's done.
800-990-3776. Which team are you more excited for next year, the Packers or the Badgers? Drew in Madison says the Badgers hands down. Fick will bring a natty to Madison. Book Woo! It. So, like, that's super Woo! Strong, and that is what the hype machine has done.
Uh-huh.
But that, like, when I hear the Drews and Madison say it, it scares me. When I hear Barry Alvarez talk about the excitement he has, that makes me comfortable. So I feel like somewhere in between is probably the right answer yeah. of Barry's excitement of seeing the future of this program grow, and Drew and Madison, who's throwing natty right away.
Well, to me, I think it's just been kind of fascinating to see Luke Fickell not back away from the expectations. Like, he did an interview with our guy, Jesse Temple, at The mm-hmm. Athletic that was like, this is it. This is what we do. Like, we're here to compete for national championships. This is the vision going forward. There is no fear of that. Right now, I can be excited about it. Maybe it's foolhardy. Maybe this is not going to go well. But man, that it feels good that someone gets hired and doesn't say, oh, you know, we're Wisconsin football. We're going to do what we're going to do. There's the level is going up. And that to me is exciting.
So he didn't do it at the press conference. He didn't yeah. declare national championship, you know, goals and whatnot. But he didn't not yeah. declare it, you know, and so. Mm-hmm. He did that interview with Jesse Temple, which I saw, and then I've heard him talk about that. Even Joshy, when he joined us, he had the same sentiment of what they're building towards. And it's because he has the confidence that since he was at Cincinnati, he mm-hmm. made the college football playoff. You have more resources. You're going to be building a new practice facility.
Oh, yeah.
They've done a great job of keeping guys, bringing in guys, transfers, building a quarterback room. Whether that's good or not, they've done a good job of building something. And so yeah. now we're going to see that excitement and hype on the field. 800-990-3776. Which team's future are you more excited for, the Packers or the Badgers football team? Let's go to Brian in South Milwaukee. Brian, welcome into Scalzo and Brust with Ben Brust and Eric Name.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it would be the Badgers. I'm a huge Packers fan, but, I mean, they've already been to the mountaintop a number of times with the Super Bowl championship, which is great, and I want to get there again. Don't get me wrong, but the needle has been moved in Madison to where it's never been moved before. So I think that should bring excitement no matter what with the Badger football program.
Brian, what happens if they're 8-4 this year? Is that okay by you?
It would be a bit disappointing if they're 8-4 this year. You know, I'm hoping that they could win maybe a few more games than that, but I realize that, you know, Ohio State, you know, that's probably going to be a loss. I believe they do play Penn State as well, correct? You know, that would be a tough one. But, I mean, otherwise, I think there's very, very winnable games on the schedule other than that.
Thank you for the
Thank
call,
you for
Brian.
The call.
And like, go ahead, Eric, because I think you might say the same thing as me. Is like, you're excited about a national title, but also 8-4 is not good enough in the coach's first year of a transitioned program.
Yeah, it's really tough. And I gotta say, you know, I saw a scheduling note come through from the Big Ten, Wisconsin, Ohio State.
Primetime, October 28th against Ohio State.
Uh-huh.
Was that what you were going to say?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a big stage for this program.
I mean,
with a first-year head coach.
I was there in 2010. I watched Guillory take it back. It was a good time.
I hate that.
It was a good time.
I was walking in as it happened.
Brutal.
So I heard the roar.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy.
I didn't even watch it on TV, and I wasn't in the stadium. I was in literally the worst spot possible for that where were you when moment.
Brutal. Brutal.
Yes.
But anyways, that's what we're expectations. It's okay, so we have internal as a fan, you're excited about it. You hear Barry Alvarez excited about it. Again, TV people aren't always right. They get plenty of stuff wrong.
But they're buying the hype.
That's the primetime game. Week is Wisconsin, Ohio State.
Yeah.
That's expectations everywhere. That's local, that's higher up, and that's national.
And I have already done the Ben Bruss douchey way of texting everyone I possibly could text that would have tickets to the Ohio State game to make sure that October 28th I will be there.
Yeah, yeah, you have to.
The last time I think they were at Camp Randall was like 2015 or 16. It was a while ago.
Yeah.
And there's something about a night game at Camp Randall that is absolutely electric. Let's go to CJ and Franklin. What do you got for us on Scalzo and Bruss presented by Michelob Ultra?
10 wins.
Have to win 10 games?
Absolutely. Brett had success in his first year. Bo Ryan had success, won the Big Ten in his first year. What Barry took over was a dumpster fire. But Barry, he hired Dan McCarney and Bernie Wyatt from the University of Iowa that were part of the staff that, you want to talk about swag, Hayden Fry had swag. That's where Barry learned it. Luke has to win 10 games. Jimmy has a defense that's in place. Mike Tressel should have fun with it. The biggest thing is the air raid. Being able to have five wide receivers on the field, that would be like Bo Ryan, you know, running his own and pressing like he did at Platteville.
I was going to say, you called it, CJ. He did do that at Platteville.
I know he did. I mean, he learned that from Tom Davis. But anyway, it's in place to win 10 games because of Phil Longo. The offense, blending the running game, Braden Allen, everything's in place. Whew. Hunter Wohler, the linebackers.
Let's go.
CJ's doing the Benny List, Josh.
I have a question. CJ, what if I told you nobody's expecting that?
She doesn't want to hear your negativity, Joshy. Joshy poo-poo. CJ from Franklin doesn't want to hear it.
Put a beat underneath it.
What's your question?
I know Chris McIntosh, Barry Alvarez, everybody wants success and they would love a 10-win season. But if you think they're coming back after what we've seen the past two seasons and the dead football team that was on the field for some of those games, 8 wins with like showing of improvement, they're going to be happy. You can't just pick up an offensive system and know how to run it cleanly like day one. It's going to take weeks. They're kids. It's college.
See, it's interesting you say that. Now, I know, like, there's difference between the kids and professional, but as we talk, who are you more excited for, the Packers or the Badgers next season? Like, there's a lot of rookies and second-year guys that got to pick up an offense with a new quarterback. And so I think the excitement that Packer fans may have for, like, the excitement of, like, what we have, there's going to be growing pains. And I think we're going to see that throughout the season. Now, there's 17 games, which gives them more of an opportunity to figure that out throughout the season, versus the 12 that the Badgers have, where those seasons go pretty freaking quick.
I think everybody has the same thought of the Badger football team, where they like ground and pound, where they can kind of move the ball. There's going to be bad stretches for the Badgers where they're 3 and out with 3 incompletions. And
we're
going to
see
30 seconds.
We're
going to
see, that's what I'm saying, like interceptions, right? On the first play.
Oh, yeah.
Like not a run, play action.
I'm way more excited for the Badgers because I agree with our first caller. This is something we've never seen before, but I've also tempered it a little bit knowing there's guys in here who are like getting to know each other. There's guys that came from totally different programs. Like you can't just become a cohesive team at the drop of a hat. This isn't Ohio State. We're not going to be.
To me, that's the major difference, right? Like, every Packers fan is like, all right, I'm excited. I want to see what the new era is like, but I know it might not go well. And Badger fans is like, let's go.
We're going to win 10 games plus. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Especially because one's called Title Town.
Yeah.
And the expectations and optimism might be a little bit lower.
Yeah.
But we're going to hear from Homer next. I'd love to get his opinion as he joins us every Friday on Scalzone Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra. I bet he picks the Packers.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
I said, what can I bring in terms of food and drink? And then I was like, I got an idea, the sound bar. But I'm also...
I'm done with the story. You can just move on. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude.
You don't mean to be rude?
Scalzo and Brust, available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
Ultra. I'm Ben Brust alongside Eric Name in for Greg Scalzo on this beautiful Friday. Is it beautiful? I don't even remember what is outside.
It's sunny out now. Do you try to do a Scalzo? Like, is that what you're trying to do when you come in? Or is that like Benny's version of it?
No, I mean,
it feels like it's a Scalzo. You're trying to do a Scalzo.
Like, I just like I miss him, you
sure.
know?
No, I get it.
Like, I don't like being in this seat on Fridays, because when he brings in the show with the good vibes Friday,
yeah,
I just feel it.
For sure.
I just want to feel it. But I'm trying, you know.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I think I just need to fully commit.
Probably.
I think I'm 70-30 dipping my toe in.
Or, now hear me out, do your own thing.
All right, I'm going to try that next segment. All right, Josh, you ready?
I am ready.
All right, next segment we'll try that. But for now, we're going to bring in Homer. You can hear Homer on Homer and Tony. 2-4 on 94.5 ESPN, Monday through Friday. Homer, welcome in to Scalzo and Brust. How are you today?
By the way, don't do your own thing. You don't have your own thing. You don't even know what to do your own thing.
Wow.
Living the dream. Everything's great.
No, because
give me McDonald's.
Because he does it. Why would you have your thing? You don't need it. He does it. But you're going to invent one in the next 10 minutes?
Watch me.
I like it.
Watch me.
All right. This creative brain is already juiced up.
Yeah, it's not even creative. It's just competitive. Like, the fact that Homer just said you can't do it means you're 100% going to do it.
And I might flop, but I'm okay with it.
Now, if he does it, people will call in and say, you've been better off not to do it. All right. Go ahead.
I expect a 1 out of 10 rating of how I bring in the show next segment from you, Homer, okay?
Two.
I almost called him a bad word on the air. So we're gonna move on, because we were talking about the teams that you are most excited for next year between the Badgers or the Packers. And, you know, it's two different expectations. I'd say excitement of the unknown for Jordan Love and what this offense looks like without Aaron Rodgers, and then just the excitement of the crazy expectations that have been put around the Badgers program. Where do you lean?
It's not even close. I mean, my expectations of the Badgers are as high as anyone. With Luke Fickell as coach, they will play for a national championship game. I don't know how quickly they'll be good. You can get good quicker now because you can have so many transfer kids. So I don't know what that is. But the fact that he came to Wisconsin means that Wisconsin has the NIL money equal to Michigan or Ohio State, or he never would have come. It's not something people bring up, but that had to be his or his team's first question. And, I don't know how good the Packers are going to be with Jordan Love. I know the Badgers are going to be good with Luke Fickell.
Yeah, see, but that's the thing. Doesn't mean you can't be more excited to see what the Packers look like.
Just wait, does that mean you're out on the floor? Like, you're not a believer?
No, I don't. Yeah, I mean, I've said he's Steve Mariucci. He would never get to a Super Bowl, and he'll be remembered like Mariucci as having a great franchise with a great quarterback and just didn't take it far enough. I think the Badgers are going to be better over the next few years.
Homer, we're going to get into something a little bit later with Eric Name, but if say one of your kids needed to crash at your house, how long would you let them crash at your house before you made them get out?
Totally depends on which kid. I rank my kids. And so some I would let stay maybe forever. Others you get a week.
Forever? A week? I mean, you went to the forever route. The week to me, like, what if they're like, if I leave in a week, I'll be on the street, Dad.
No. You're not going to be on the street. A week would be, you can figure it out and get something done. Go do it. What's the background here to this?
So Eric Name has a buddy, Kane Pittman, in from New Zealand, right?
Australia.
Australia. I always get those two countries mixed up, and one's way bigger than the other.
Yeah, one's a whole continent.
Yep, that is true. And he's staying at Eric's place for what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Are you going to get sick of him?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'm absolutely going to get sick.
So you're kind of with Homer.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
Kane's not your kid.
Yeah, that's true. He is not my kid.
In the context of what was said, if I was single, assuming I liked the person, he could stay a month, 2 months.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see. There's part of me that thinks we're going to get a week into this. I'm going to be like, ugh.
Have you ever had like somebody stay at your house to the point where you kicked them out?
No, haven't had that experience. But I mean, it would depend on the person. Like if they can, you know, I can't believe that if someone's there with Eric, that they won't figure it out.
Well, I mean, he's just visiting. This isn't like a kid perspective.
Yeah, I mean, there is a timeline on it. No matter what, it's 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's going home.
No matter what, it's 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean,
what if his flight gets delayed a week? You offering another week?
I don't know. That would be pretty rough. Like, we're at 2 weeks.
What a bad guy Eric Name is.
We're at 2 weeks. 2 weeks. You got it. Come on, get out.
Or you're charging rent?
Maybe.
You're sick. I hope Kane's listening because you're a bad friend.
I
knew you were going to call me out.
Doesn't even care about the old lady next door or whatever. You can't call out anybody.
Me and Pat are on great terms right now.
I didn't like right now, but given your behavior, you just can't call out anybody ever.
Yeah. For those who don't know, my neighbor slipped and broke her arm, and I ended up, I wasn't there. I was out of town when that happened, but the Sunday after that, I was playing Call of Duty, and what did she need me to do, Josh? I don't remember. Was it take out the trash?
I think it was the trash.
Didn't do that. Played Call of Duty.
Was it like a forget?
How old is she?
80?
Yeah,
did you forget, or did you say, like, no?
He's trying to lie.
I'm not trying to lie. I had said
pathetic. It's worse every time you say it.
I didn't want to bring it back up. I was trying to erase this from my memory and move forward.
I am now curious because I like, how could you be such a jerk? Like, what goes through your mind? Old lady? Nah, I don't give a damn.
what's another week with the trash going to be, you know? Like, it
can't make that much trash.
Yeah. And I took out the trash the next week, and it was, like, it wasn't even full.
How long would it have taken you?
30 seconds to a minute. But then I get stuck in small talk, you know? Like, wants to know a lot about, you know, my life.
Honestly, the fact that we brought it up and Homer attacked him the way he did changed Ben permanently and set him on a good course, because right now the neighborhood would hate you.
Yeah.
Because you would have never done it.
And now I'm cutting parts of her grass, you know.
A sweetheart.
I mean, I'm not. I'm only somewhat nice because Homer bullied me.
No, you're faking it. Yeah, you're clearly faking it.
You're faking it.
Whatever you are, this is you deserve all the credit. Because you were at a level so low, it's hard to comprehend that a human could be that big a jerk or that lazy or whatever. And now if you just get up to the top, you know, 90%, I mean, you were so low that they should all be giving you a hug.
I've grown as a human since you've ripped me apart, Homer.
You know, it's more than that. It's like you went from being the lowest low, and then you swam to the moon. I mean, you did. There's no person that gave you any chance of hope when they hear this story. right? Like, yeah. If you're capable of doing that, you're literally capable of doing anything. And then they hear the story, they go, wow, that's amazing. But still, were you just tired, or it wasn't small talk, or what?
Here's the answer.
I can take the truth.
What's going on, Josh?
Because you've recovered at a level that now it just makes your change stand out even more. And the worse you talk about this now makes your
should I get like a humanitarian award for this? Like, should I submit this?
I would give you Nobel Peace Prize. Nobel Peace Prize.
Unreal.
No,
wow.
Human,
the lowest piece
no
of dirt
human.
On this earth became a human.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, this is like coming from hell. I don't know exactly how many people went to hell and came back, but it's probably a spiritual thing. Yes, you have come from hell in new reborn. This is amazing.
I'm proud of you.
So keep making
thanks. Thanks, guys.
Yes.
Was this supposed to build me up? Because I don't feel built up.
No, make the original even worse than it is. Because that will make it even better for what you've become.
Honestly, the original probably is worse.
Yeah, just now you got to play into it. You got to say you threw the garbage back in her face. Like, play it all the way up.
Tell her. Yeah, under your breath, you use the B word. just keep making it worse.
I got nothing left for you, Homer. Actually, I got one quick thing. So, Brewers to make the playoffs, I'm trying to make an official bet with Mark Tauscher, who's being a real stuck-up, I'm not even going to, kind of like he's being a jerk. He wants 2-1 odds for the Brewers to make the playoffs. Everywhere I've looked, the Brewers are -135 on real betting sites.
Yeah, no.
I should not give in to anything less than -135, correct?
No. And you might be able to wait because they're struggling. It's probably going to drop because they're still struggling.
I agree.
No, it's even money. It's even money.
I agree, but I'm willing to give him odds just because he's a big baby and I believe in the Brewers that much.
But you don't have to because he's just ripped them and acted like there's no way. The quotes he's had, if you use them, you don't have to give him any more than even money. He acts like he's that sure they're not going to make it.
I know. So I wouldn't give him anything. I'm with you. I'm not giving in to anything.
No.
Old T's going to have to play my game.
Oh, look at that.
Have your team find some of his quotes where he's like, there's no way they're going to make it. Well, given that.
Look at this. Homer's embodying the Benny that tossed the garbage in this old lady's face.
Yeah,
well
baby.
Done, Homer. Homer's brought him back down into the mud.
I'm just curious how bad he's going to tell us what really happened, and we're all going to think he ain't making this up.
Yeah, let's just go get some Mick Ultras together, and I'll give you the full story.
Get the whole story.
Thanks, Homer.
He hit her.
Shut up!
Goes,
no,
thank you for the call.
Get him out of here. What is going on here? He hit her. I'm sick, but I'm not that sick, right?
Well, I mean, technically the garbage hit her because you threw it back at her. So I don't know.
I will.
He hit her, he said.
I do find saying you broke her arm.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't actually.
No, you
but
did.
But because I was not around when it snowed, she didn't have anyone available to shovel.
Yeah.
And
got a little
icy.
It can be put on you.
That one I'll take.
That fibula is on you.
Yep. He hit her.
You got to wear that.
Don't want to wear that one.
No. Yeah, you can't wear that one.
We disavow that.
Yep.
1 or 0 next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
Sherry and Muskego, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. We're presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
So I am a gifted and talented coordinator for a school district.
Cool.
And my didn't mean it that way, but my
that was uncalled for.
Sorry. It was sorry.
I'll accept your apology because but anyway.
Scalzo and Brust, available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin on Demand.
I don't think so.
So to go inside baseball here, Ben is overcompensating at the moment because I told Ben as he's cracking open his microphone, oh, I can't wait for this. And Ben looks at me and goes, oh, I didn't even think about it. Yeah, no doubt about that.
It was obvious when he just went to what Scalzo does, but different words.
What are you talking about?
You just came back all excited and loud.
Yeah, but to be fair, we are similar in which in the office, Josh, you tell me to shut the hell up because I'm so damn loud.
You do. You are a yeller.
Yeah.
So I'm not off.
I've only been here for 2 days and I know that.
Yeah, well, you got inside look inside Ben's brain today, which is a scary place today.
It was. I'm a little bit scared, but it's okay. I don't suspect I'm going to get tossed to the ground and have my arm broken, but I'm a little bit fearful, I would say.
I think I'm going to try out a joke next time I come back from break.
Ooh, love that. I'm in. I think that's a great
idea. I'm going to try something different each break, and I'll likely forget coming into the break, and that's going to make it even worse.
Yep.
Let's play some one or zero.
Are you a one or a zero? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
He's Eric Name of The Athletic in for Greg Scalzo. I'm Ben Bruss. We are your contestants for one or zero. Joshy DiMaggio is your host. He's going to give us a question. We're going to say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Joshy D, all you.
Cameron Diaz caused quite a stir after she showed her fridge on Instagram that contained nothing but salads and bottles of white wine. One or zero, you could tell a lot about a person by their fridge.
One, I mean, you open up my fridge and freezer, you know everything about me. There's Gatorade Zero, Water Joe, Palermo's, and that's it. And Mick Ultras.
Are you a condiment guy? Do you got like a just tons of condiments that you kind of pick up along the way?
Oh, for sure. I mean,
are we talking like small packets of like Taco Bell hot dogs?
I hate that.
You got the whole bottle.
Okay. Yeah, because those I feel like don't like the condiments you get from like a pizza place that you might order. I feel like I don't trust those. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, they're typically not as good as what you could just buy at the store.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
I don't want to go through my condiments, but I got them all.
All right. Calm down.
Condiment bragging.
Jeez. What was that?
I don't know.
Like, we were going to question.
You name it. I got it.
Mayo.
Easy peasy. Oh, for sure.
Sriracha.
I'm not a sriracha guy, though. But I got my own hot sauce.
How about
I'm a
honey
Tabasco
mustard
guy. Yes, absolutely. And I make my own honey mustard chicken.
Wow. Oh, I know. Wow. TikTok.
Wow. I did get that from TikTok.
I'll go one as well.
One or zero. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Jeez, let Eric answer, Josh.
Go ahead, Josh.
One or zero.
Your show.
You're damn right. One or zero. Your fridge is typically more empty than full.
Well, I'm on the road all the time. It's always empty.
Yeah, it's a tough thing for you because, like,
if you fill it up, you go to the grocery store,
you're just wasting stuff.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
And I actually waste stuff when I go to the grocery store because if I go on a Sunday, I'll be like, all right, I'll eat this one on Tuesday or Thursday.
Yep.
And then something just happens.
Your schedule happens, yes.
And you don't eat it. And I'm like, this is why I don't grocery shop. And everyone tells me, plan ahead.
You get big eyes when you go to the produce section, and then you never end up cutting
that's
up.
I'm going
to
get these greens.
Yep.
Nope.
Never touched them.
Not once.
They turn a different color that's not green.
Why are my potatoes growing vines at this point?
Yeah, I try to, if there's one thing I know I'm going to eat, it's the already cut up fruit.
Oh, that's clutch. If it's in my fridge, I'll just pop some in. Yeah, it's great.
And I still have a weird thing about cutting pineapple. I love cutting pineapple. It's
really
therapeutic. So,
do you have like one of the like?
No. I just go straight blade. Like, whoa. I watched videos overseas. So when I was in Lithuania,
honestly, you know, the whole pushing an old lady down thing makes a lot more sense now.
Why?
Ben just out here hacking pineapples with a knife.
I mean,
that's telling me a lot about your personality.
So when I was overseas, my teammates thought I was crazy because I would get like 5 or 6 pineapples at a time and just cut them all up.
That is
crazy.
I mean,
pineapple's the best fruit.
Yeah, I agree.
Elon Musk's brain chip startup Neuralink will begin human trials this year after receiving approval from the FDA. One or zero, you would let Elon Musk's company implant a chip in your brain?
Zero. If you do this, I don't. You are among the dumbest people in the entire world.
One. Why? What's the harm?
Do you see how often?
What's the harm?
Do you see how often Tesla's like whole things don't work? Have you used Twitter recently? Like this.
My views are up since he took over.
That says a lot about you.
Yeah, baby. Elon's crushing it.
You're
for the old brand.
All the way in on Elon. All right. We're just different people.
No,
different strokes for different folks.
I'm literally just making all of this up.
Great.
But why not?
What do you want to get out of it?
Will the chip give me special powers that other people can't have?
My guess would just be like greater connectivity. You could just like think in your head, like, maybe I'm going to call someone right now and call them.
Who wouldn't want that? Why wouldn't you want
that? Why
would
I want that? I don't want that.
All right. You're boring.
Would you want potentially the idea for Elon Musk to have something attached to your literal brain that is like somehow reading your mind and your thoughts and the things going through your head?
If that's possible, that'd be sweet.
I don't want Elon Musk to know what's going on in my brain.
The government already knows
what I'm searching on my in private browser. So who cares at this point?
Correct. And I want to keep them out of my brain. At least I have to use my fingers for them to know. And I don't want them access to my brain.
What's the difference between your fingers and the brain?
Because sometimes I have thoughts that I would never type out.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. Some real stuff. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm going to push this lady over. You don't want that out there in the world.
If I kicked this kid, it would go at least 5 minutes.
Oh, wait, I already said that on the radio.
One or zero, you would risk a brain implant if it made you smarter and better at your job.
Zero. I don't need to be smarter or better at my job.
Good point. That a
boy.
Boom.
That a boy.
Let's go.
Just like that. Can't wait for the next open.
I mean this joke is going to be hilarious.
A new study believes that they have figured out why killer whales have been attacking sailboats and removing/ripping off the rudders, leaving the boats unable to navigate back to shore. The phenomenon seems to indicate one killer whale that was traumatized by a boat injury has triggered a behavioral change in at least 15 other whales. One or zero, you side with the killer whales.
One, man.
Yeah.
You hurt the killer whale, the name is killer whale.
Right.
You hurt a killer whale, the killer whale's going to tell the other killer whales to kill you.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Good for them.
One or zero, sailing people are dorks.
One. I don't know anything about it. It feels very uppity and yucky and yuppy, and I just don't like it. Like the whole terminology to turn it starboard. Like, shut the hell up.
It's all right.
And honestly, I think
it's just a Louie.
Just angle left. Come on.
And anyone that does it wants to desperately explain to you everything about it and how much they know.
Stupid looking hat.
All of it.
And the shorts.
Absolutely.
And then if I'm on your sailboat, now I'm pulling ropes and
moving. I gotta work.
Yeah.
No.
Manual labor?
I'm
throw
out.
An engine on
I'm
this
out.
Thing.
I'm out.
I think we did. I think we did a great one or zero, and it's because I came in with such great energy on this segment.
You set the tone, that's for sure.
I always do. Just like Road America will be setting the tone for me tomorrow, guys. I cannot wait. I mean, think about this. Mario freaking Andretti's driving me in a two-seater. You think I get energy now? I'm going to be so annoying to everyone after I get done with that two-seater. Like, I'm going to have, like, splurge mouth. It's going to be talking and talking and talking. They're going to be like, what is this? What's wrong with this guy? A lot. But I'm going to be having so much fun at the 4 Mile Road Course right in our backyard here at Elkhart Lake in Wisconsin, the largest road course in North America. For Father's Day, there's still time. Get your tickets. It's jam-packed all summer long, but especially for the Sonsio Grand Prix presented by AMR Weekend this weekend for Father's Day. So get your tickets at roadamerica.com. Free admission for kids 16 and under with an adult present. Come for the experience, stay for the race. Road America, America's national park of speed. Eric Name has somebody crashing on his couch. How long is too long for someone to stay when they're visiting? We'll hit that next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
Ben,
You are talking smack to the women in the office about beating them left-handed and how you could torch them in pickleball.
I'm a douche. I know I'm a douche.
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
I said I was going to start this segment off with a joke. I got it. Marquette. Ha! Let's go!
Joshy, how much time's left in the show? I got to be here for another hour.
Uh-huh.
Hour, 6 minutes and 40 seconds. What do we rate the joke?
One.
Come on. It's my brand.
Oh, and if we're doing one or zero, is zero.
All right, we can do that. We'll do one or zeros. I don't know. I don't know why I set myself up for failure. I'm not a joke guy.
No. I didn't think so.
People laugh at me, not with me. And I understand that. I know my role.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can execute a bit. Like, I think you're fine with that. But you're not up here. You don't have stand-up. Like, you don't have a quick 5 minutes.
Famously, you backed out of your stand-up set that we had for you.
Yeah, I got a tight sphincter.
Yeah.
And I was nervous.
It wasn't going to work. Yeah. I'm excited for the next rejoin. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to keep you guessing. I don't want to give the people...
I mean, that's the big thing. Don't promise.
Exactly.
Don't promise anything.
None of us were confused.
Because you're going to under-deliver every time.
We know you're going to keep us guessing.
Sounds good.
That's imperative.
You know who's going to keep us guessing, too? It sounds like Joe from Waupun. Let's go to Joe, 800-990-3776. Welcome into Scalzo and Brust on a Friday.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you? Love your vibes.
Thanks. Especially since I... can truly consider me smarter than Ben Brust.
Wow. How can you declare that?
Because I've heard you guys do the Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, and Ben's career with that game is going down the tubes.
Wow, just came in talking trash to you.
Yeah, who the hell are you?
Unbelievable.
Joe?
What?
Why are you coming at my face like this?
Because Ben, I've literally listened to you do the Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust segment.
You know what? Book him, Josh. Vomit. Get this clown's number.
Wow.
You're going on Tuesday, Joe. We're going on Tuesday, you and me, all right?
Joe, can I ask a question?
Hey, go right ahead.
Did you have a goal in calling, or is it just kind of to chit-chat with the boys?
Mostly to... call in and tell Ben that he is actually in for a real challenge because I am smarter than him.
Wow. Thanks for the call. Thank you for the call, Joe.
It was clear. He's ready, man.
Tuesday, 5 o'clock. Be there.
Can you train for that? Is that a thing you can train for?
Flashcards all weekend.
Wait a second. So you've done it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Ben has more training than, besides me, who's writing all the questions.
Yeah.
He has more training than anyone, and he's shown nary improvement.
I'm 6-20 on the year against adults. And what is the
It's 5-20.
5-20.
I adore that you need to say against adults.
Well, because I beat 2 children.
No, I understand.
You beat one child.
You're 6-21 against adults and children.
You know what?
1-1.
I'm glad that Joe called, because I think he might be a little buzzed up. It might be a little bit overconfident.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Tuesday, he's going to feel the pressure when he's maybe a little bit more sober. And look, I'm all for enjoying some Mick Ultra's responsibly on a Friday. Well, I will be sucking down some suds as soon as the show is over.
I respect that.
Joe can definitely not stay on my couch. You have somebody staying on your couch for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So
I'm not going to lie.
So I think there's two.
Make him get a hotel for a week. Stay for a week, hotel for a week.
So I think the more interesting question is, how long could you stay on someone's couch? Like, when would you feel... I mean, I can't.
I need a bed. So, I ain't staying on a couch.
Literally not one day.
So if you were traveling to Australia, it's expensive flights, and you're like, I could save myself probably $1,500, $2,000 staying on a couch, would you take that, or would you... You're spending it.
My sleep is worth the two Gs.
And you are a little baby when it comes to sleep, so...
Yeah, I'm as soft as can be.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And I'm glad that in like the girlfriend's family,
uh-huh.
I'm the second like oldest of even like siblings and significant others. So like I'm going to start pulling the age card.
Guys, my back.
Yep.
Come on. Yep. I don't know where the queen bed is, but
exactly.
That's the one I need.
Exactly.
Like, if I'm going to be here
I can't
the house,
fit in a twin. Look on. At me. I'm also taller than all of them.
Oh, yeah. You got a lot
it's
of
great.
Easy excuses.
100%. It's wonderful.
I agree.
800-990-3776. Let's go to Josh in Heartland, the official and unofficial voice coach of the Scalzo and Brust family. He's got a suggestion for me. I'm open to everything.
Benny. There's only one way that you should come back from breaks, and break is gone.
Since you're the official unofficial voice coach, I think I know where you're going to go. I should sing.
You ready for this? You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Crying all the time. Time. Do, do, do. Ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time.
He's gone.
Ain't ever going to live. Ain't no friend of mine. I still know the words.
How many songs do you got? Honestly, I think that's the way. Let's do that.
I'm coming.
Hour two.
Yep.
Great.
I'm coming back. And actually, since it is a Good Vibes Friday, Josh, I would like to request a banger.
Wow.
I don't think I could have sounded more uncool requesting that.
I know you couldn't have.
We'll be back in 2 minutes. Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.